Rays and Rangers rubber match at Globe Life Park, and it took 12 seasons, but Austin Bibbins-Dirks finally making his first major league start tonight. He wouldn't factor into the decision as we pick this one up in the seventh.
Liner into left center field, a base hit. That's going to roll to deep left center. The go-ahead run scores, and Andrus is in at second with a double, driving in his second run of the night with his second double of the night. And the pitch swung on. Drive high and deep into right center. Out of here. Home run on the first pitch. Kiermaier belts it out to tie the game. Well, Kiermaier turned one of those around. And just like that, it's 4-4. Rays down to their final out. And Kiermaier hits one out. And the pitch, long drive deep to left. That ball is going to be out of here. How about that? Rua went all the way back to the wall, and it just got over the scoreboard for an opposite field home run for Logan Morrison, and the Rays have taken a 5-4 lead. And a high fly ball hit back into left. That ball is going to get out of here as well. It got over the wall in left. A two-run home run for Derek Norris, and the Rays now have a little cushion. A three-run tenth to make it 7-4. Fifth home run of the year for Norris. Ground ball right side. Out at second. Out at first. And the Rays win. Beckham in the middle of that double play. 4-6-3. The double play off the bat of Odor. And the Rays will come away winners tonight. 7-5 in 10 innings. They hit four home runs in the process.
Kevin Cash saw his team battle back in the ninth despite being down to their final out. Here's the skipper talking about Wednesday's win in Arlington.
Exciting win, you know, come from behind, had the lead, gave up the lead. But we've been saying it now for, you know, a week, the way these guys have been just responding to adversity and finding ways to win ball games. Starting from the beginning with Arch. You know, I thought Arch was, he was okay. Wasn't his crisp self like we'd seen over the last couple starts. There was a lot of battle. Part of that is because of the Rangers lineup, that they made it difficult. They had a pretty good approach. I mean, they were trying to make him get in the zone early in the count. If not, they weren't going to expand. I mean, even, you know, it was kind of funny that he got in some 2-0 counts and they kind of got aggressive then and expanded out of the zone on some pitches. But I think their focus was to make Arch prove to them that he could get strike one on the first two pitches, and that made it a little difficult tonight. Austin Pruitt came in, did a tremendous job, and great to have him back and throwing the way he did. And then the big hits from a lot of different people. Souza, obviously KK and Lomo were probably the two biggest, and also Dino.
Logan Morrison blasted his 15th home run of the season in the 10th inning of Wednesday's win over the Rangers. Here's the slugger talking on the field after the game.
Well, when he hit, I knew it was gone. It was just like the dugout was flat, kind of, you know, down, and he hit it and it picked us right up. It was a big, big hit by him, and man, he's been swinging the bat well lately. Hopefully he can keep it going. Just get it up and get it middle. I know he's got a good sinker, so looking for something middle of the plate. Knowing it's going to run away a little bit, so swinging hard, hopefully it goes out, and it did.
Chris Archer struck out 7 and surpassed David Price for the most strikeouts in a single month in Rays franchise history with 58. Here's Archer talking to the media about his game.
The past 2 weeks, we've been playing really good baseball. Taking 2 or 3 against Boston at their place, 2 or 3 against Cleveland. And then what we're doing on this road trip is pretty special. We're playing really good teams, and you know, we're doing just enough to win, and that's all that matters.
You passed David Price for the most strikeouts in a single month in club history. What does that mean to you?
I'll be real with you, Alex. It doesn't really mean that much. I'm focused on team wins. I'm focused on logging innings. I'm focused on being the horse for this squad. You know, it's a nice accomplishment, but I saw it on Twitter. I saw some people talking about it, but I would have had no clue, and it didn't mean a whole lot to me. I want to win games. That's it. Every game I want to go 9. Haven't done it yet this year, but, you know, I was glad that I was given 15 pitches, and bullpen didn't even move. I love that. I love being that guy. And I love the fact that we pulled out a win and only had to use two relievers. You know, that's why it's hard to judge yourself based off the bottom line. If the bottom line's good, you typically pitch well. But sometimes you can give up a few runs and still pitch well. That's a good club. They put the ball in play a lot tonight. And the more you put the ball in play, the more pressure puts on the D and things happen. But D-Rob made a couple nice plays for me. Longo came in, you know, playing out of position, made a good play for me. So, you know, it all balances out. It's not a lineup I would want to face right now. You know, Steven Souza, Corey Dickerson, Longo's Longo. The way Logan Morrison's swinging the bat, I mean, Kobe Rasmus is, you know, it's a deep lineup. And now that we have Malik's back, we got some speed. We saw Beckham swipe a bag last night. The guys we're bringing off the bench are good. It's a good ball club.
Up next, Texas and Tampa Bay both return to action Friday. The Rays continue their road trip in Seattle while the Rangers host red-hot Houston.